We'll now have prayer for our educators in our schools. Jason Ball, the youth pastor, Life Church.
It's very dangerous to give a bunch of pastors a live microphone and no time frame, but I'll keep it short. Sadly, I'm no longer the youth pastor at Life Church. However, I was a school teacher in middle school here in Putnam County for over 10 years. Listen, that's over 2,000 school days with middle schoolers on the front line of defense against puberty. So if that doesn't make me qualified, I don't know what does. But I'll tell you this, we are blessed to be in this town and in this state, because I have taught in other states as well. What a blessing it is to be in the state of Tennessee and the city of Cookeville that lifts high the name of Jesus. So here it is May, which means it is time that teachers need more prayer than ever. So I want to lift up all of our schools, our educators, Mr. Boyd, the administrators, all the way down to the people that work the facilities. So if you'll join me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I start off by saying that you are good, that you are holy, that you are worthy. And I thank you, Lord, that we live in a town that will still lift up the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for all of our local politicians. I pray for the state politicians, the federal politicians, Lord. And I pray for right now, particularly for our educators, Lord. I pray that you will give them wisdom, that you will give them discernment, that you will give them endurance, Lord, and that you will give them the clarity of mind of knowing what an influence they have in the lives of the children of this area, Lord. May we show agape love to them, the love that Jesus showed the world, Lord. And I pray right now for all of our schools. I pray for a physical hedge of protection around each one of those properties, Lord. And I pray for the minds of our children, an emotional hedge of protection, a spiritual hedge of protection, God. And that your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. Be with them. Again, give them discernment and endurance, Lord. I thank you and I love you. And may we always lift your name up. And all God's people say, amen.
Thank you, Jason. Prayer for the media, Justin Grant, Associate Pastor, Church on the Hill.
Let's pray. Father, this morning we want to come before you and publicly confess that, God, we have had an inappropriate relationship with media. I myself, chief of all, God, I've looked to social media and I've looked to Hollywood and I've looked to the news cycle to dictate to me who I'm supposed to love, who I'm supposed to be angry at, who I'm supposed to covet. God, and I want to repent of that. God, allow us all believers to turn our eyes and turn our focus off of that stuff and onto your word, God. Yes. Allow you to teach us who I'm supposed to be focusing on, God, who to love, how to love them, God. Father, I've turned towards manipulators to try to juice my heartstrings in an inappropriate way, God. I've allowed the news cycle to, God, stir my anger and my hatred towards the people around me, Lord. Father, allow me today to turn my face from that and to set my heart to love, God. Yes. But Lord, today we also want to lift up those people that are in the news cycle, God, those people that are in Hollywood, God, those people that are influencing social media, God, and we say, help, God. God, send people across their path to influence the influencers, God. Yes. God, that you would teach us how to covertly go behind the scenes into Hollywood and the news cycle, God, to turn everything around, God. Lord, I pray that you would put people in Hollywood, God, genuine people, not manipulators. God, we don't need people in the news cycle that just have a name of Christ, God. Genuine people that have had their heart radically set on fire for you, Lord. God, teach us how to turn on the news and to see the things that are happening in the world that are positive, that are beneficial, God. God, if I'm going to set my mind on one thing, God, I'm going to set it on things above, Lord. God, instead, I've turned my heart onto all the negative and all the awful stuff that's been going on, God. But God, I know that you are doing more things than the news is telling me about. You are doing more things than social media is telling me about, God. You are painting tapestries all over the world that have nothing to do with the things that are coming out of Hollywood, Lord. God, teach us how to focus on your paintings, God. Teach us how to focus on the relationships that you have for us, God, not the relationship that Instagram, not the relationships that social media has for us, God. God, I pray that you would break the cycle of Facebook in our lives, God. God, teach us how to break that addiction off of Hollywood, God. Teach us how to break the addiction that the news cycle has over us, God. But God, every person that you have given the opportunity to have a trumpet, to have a mouthpiece, God, radically save them, God. Captivate their hearts. Captivate their attention, God. Show us how to turn this nation around starting from there, Father. But I can't do it on my own. I can't do it even with a lot of brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit, we need you to do every part of it from the top to the bottom, God. We turn our attention towards you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Justin Grant from Church on the Hill.
Justin. Prayer for the economy and business. Dave and Diane Rowland, Life Church.
My wife sends her regrets, Diane. I know some of y'all know her. She looks like Reba McEntire, but her father is been in the hospital this week in East Tennessee, so she sends her regrets. But I want to preface everything I'm going to say today that it's going to be short and sweet because the most important prayers I ever prayed in my life were one-liners. It started about 1972 when I was 14 and I was about to drown outside a couple boat dock, and I told the Lord if he would let me get back to the bank, I would serve him. Well, he held my feet to the fire, and the next important prayer was when I gave my life to him at age 16, about 1975. And then later, I prayed for my dad's salvation, and that was 1977. And then later I asked the Lord for a wife, and he answered that prayer. And then about what we were to do with the rest of our life, and that's been several years ago. But Psalm 111:10, and let's pray. The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So we thank you, Lord, for the prosperity and abundance bestowed on Cookeville, Putnam County, our nation. And you don't have to look very far, folks, to understand that we live in a very prosperous land, a very wonderful land. And people that move here understand that we live in a great area of the country. And let us never forget that according to Psalm 100, that Lord, you are God, that as you have made us and not we ourselves, that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. And we thank you, Lord, that just as you blessed Abraham to be a blessing to others, you have blessed those in this room and throughout our city and county to bless others. We are truly blessed to be a blessing to others. And we confess and repent, of greed and covetousness, because you, Jesus, said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, because a man or a woman's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses." And we thank you, Lord, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, that it's you, Lord, that gives us the power to get wealth so that your covenant may be established upon the earth. And let us not be like the rich man in Luke 12, who was ready to retire, who said, "And this day," then said, "this I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will bestow all my fruits and goods." And Lord, help our nation to open our eyes to the truth and to reject the idea of socialism, because your word says that a man who doesn't work shouldn't eat. But in all labor there's profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. Jesus, you said in Luke 12:15, one's life does not consist in the abundance of the thing he possesses. But because, Lord, because we think we'll be a blessing and can end up being a burden, what we strive for today we may stress out for tomorrow. Jesus, you said your Heavenly Father knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. Help us to realize, Lord, that we are living in the greatest time in history, and you have given us these blessings to help fund your last day's revival. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And we have prayer for our military and our families, law enforcement, first responders. Please, we'd like to at this time acknowledge all of those who are serving in this capacity as Scott Parkinson, Pastor Stephen Street, comes up.
I love my country. One of the reasons that we still have a country is because we have people that are willing to fight for it. If you're in the military, I'd like to ask you to stand, please. Yes, if you're in the military, if you're in the reserves, would you please stand? Please remain standing. Please remain standing. Yes. I also believe that we're a place of justice, and I love our nation for that. And I love that we have people who are willing to be instruments of justice, our police officers, law enforcement. And if you fit into that category, would you also please stand? If you're in any branch of law enforcement, if you would stand and remain standing. If you are any type of first responder, if you are a firefighter, paramedic, anything like that, if you would also please stand at this time. Any of our first responders, thank you. And if you would please remain standing during this prayer, we thank you very much for that. Father, today we thank you, Lord, for those that are called to go in the direction of danger. We thank you, Lord, for those that have said, I will be the one to fight for my country. I will be the one that will chase that criminal. I will be the one that will go into that house that is on fire. I will be the one that will speed across town and will help that person in need. I thank you, Lord, for those individuals, for those men and women, God, who have said, I will put my life on the line. I will put my life at risk. I will go into the direction of danger. We thank you for them, God. We pray that you would help them to feel our appreciation. I pray, God, that you would help them to feel and know that we honor them and we thank them for what they have done for us in protecting us. God, we know that they have been instruments of your righteousness. They have been instruments of your protection. They have been instruments of your provision for us and for our health and for our safety and for our security. And we thank you, God, for what you have done through them. And so, Lord, I just pray a simple prayer for them. I pray, God, if they're in the military, I pray that, Lord, that you would help them to be effective in their craft. I pray, God, that you would help them to wage just war.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord, that you would give them effectiveness. God, I pray if they're a police officer, God, I pray that they would take their job with all seriousness, knowing, Lord, that they are instruments of your justice and instruments of your wrath when necessary. God, if they're firefighters, paramedics, Lord, whatever they might be, Lord, in the health industry, God, we ask that you would be with them, strengthen them, empower them to give us your provision and your safety. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scott Parkinson from Stephen Street Baptist Church.
Thank you, Scott. We'll now have our 2019 Prayer for America. It's a unison reading printed on the back of your flyer and handout, and I'm going to have somebody again come up, 36 years of putting up with me, just about. You know, when you ask God for some things, and you got to be careful what you ask for. Most of us have learned that now. But one of the things I thought when I wanted a wife, and I've thought it more over the years as we've been together. I didn't want somebody that I could live with. I asked for somebody I couldn't live without. And he gave me that. Come
on. Thanks a lot. Just make me cry before I come up here. Does everybody have the paper? She's passing some out.
Yes, she's passing. If you need large print, we have it. I need two pair of glasses.
This will be the last piece of the day of prayer service here at the Putnam County Courthouse. Moved inside.
Okay, I think everybody is ready. I know we can't close our eyes because we're going to be reading, but we can bow our heads in reverence to our Lord and Savior. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we look to you alone for the future of America. By your providence, You have placed each of us here at this time in history to be in this nation. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for America. But above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It is in his name we come to you as we intercede in prayer for America. Forgive us, O Lord, for the sins we have committed against you in America. We are failing you by dishonoring one another through our harsh and bitter words about each other. We are failing you through broken relationships. We are failing you by devaluing human life from conception unto death. We are failing you with the division in our nation. Lord, we turn from these sinful actions and refuse to live this way. Please forgive us now and help us to choose love over hate, unity over division, and life over death. We choose to live by Jesus' words, love one another. Therefore, upon the authority of your word in John 13:34, love one another just as I have loved you. We pray for a future America that will choose to love willfully, sacrificially, and unconditionally, just like Jesus loves us. We pray for the church in America to love one another. Empower each church to be full of love for one another. Ignite a revival of love for one another. Since we are to be known by our love, help us to love one another. We pray for every family, every workplace, every community, and every city in America to choose love. We believe there is power in love. We believe love is the better way. We believe love is God's way. Oh Lord, change families, workplaces, communities, and cities through the power of love. Raise up a love one another movement across America. We pray for all ethnicities and people in America to love one another. Lord, tear down every wall of division and change any attitude that divides us today. Bind up our nation's wounds and may the transforming love of God lead us to the day when justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. We pray for your love to surround America. We pray for your love to surround and protect us in every public setting and private place. Protect us from harm. We believe all of these things, O Lord, represent our deep need for the next great move of God across America. We ask you alone for the next great spiritual awakening in America. Please, O God, wake up your church and revive your people today. We ask you to begin a mighty spiritual awakening in every town, every city, and every county in America. We need and desire this so much that beginning right now, we are choosing love and forgiveness, love and restitution, love and healing, love and unity, and a future that will be transformed by the power of unconditional love. When we belong to you, we belong to love. We choose to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, the only Savior and hope in this world, we pray. Amen.
So you know who that is. If you don't know, I'll tell you when we're done. But I thank my wife for coming and doing that today. And I just want to thank Marcia and Jean, of course, and the ladies who, everyone who's a part of that task force. Will y'all come and, can you come? Can you stand up? Just stand up. You may not want to, but just stand up and be present. I thank all of the pastors and the ministers and the preachers, and I thank Dr. J. Mark Rogers for the shofar. Just an amazing sound. Takes something to do that. Thank Chris and Dave, Roland, these guys I've known for a long time, and I thank all of you. I've been in Cookeville all but 6 months since 1977 when I arrived as a student at Tennessee Tech University, and there's no better place. I spent 18 years where I grew up, where I was born, but I've spent the rest of my life in Cookeville. And I pray and hope that I spend the rest of my life in a place like Cookeville. It's unique. There are not a lot of cities, I don't think, like us. I really believe that. I've been a lot of places. I've not seen a lot of places like us. And we would be a model, I think, for a lot of places. And you should be proud of yourselves and for all that you do for this place and for Putnam County. Now, I know I'm not supposed to preach, and I'm not. It says closing remarks, so I need to close. Hard for a Baptist pastor to do. It's closed, but it's past 12 o'clock. It's going on near 1, and some of y'all probably have missed lunch somewhere, and we're going to get you out of here. But I just want to say this. Most of you that arrived here today probably know a little something about the Lord. I would bet that you know a little bit of something about the Lord, or you wouldn't have come. You're interested in prayer. You know the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what you know. And I heard an old pastor say, you know, when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know, you know. But there's somebody doesn't know. Amen. Somebody doesn't know the power of God in a life. That he can turn it around while you're still on turning ground. Amen. Somebody needs to know him in the right and proper way today. I like Dave's testimony. You know, all you got to do is give it to him. All you got to do is give it to him and he'll answer. Amen. So I pray that if you don't know him today, in the pardon of your sins, if you don't know him, that you'll give it to him. Talk to one of these pastors, one of these ministers before you leave. So that you can learn more about this man called Jesus Christ. You can learn more about this God who handspans the universe, who's a healer, who's a lawyer in a courtroom, who's a doctor. You need to know about him. So I've been asked to do something here at the end. We're going to stand up and hold hands just for a minute.
That concludes our coverage of the 2019 National Day of Prayer from the Putnam County Courthouse. Thanks for being with us.